Welcome to the Ministry Marks podcast. My name is Thomas Majors, and I'm joined by David Haynes. We are talking today about business meetings. And the reason we're talking about business meetings today is because of the Facebook post that I made a couple of weeks ago. I asked for your suggestions. And the top suggestion was how to
conduct
a orderly business meeting. I forgot words.
Man, it's hard to read this early in the morning.
How to conduct an orderly business meeting. And so David and I, we came today and we were just thinking, you know, that would be a great topic.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to try to talk about. So business meeting. Yeah. First of all, let's think about what's the purpose of a business meeting.
Okay. So I think the purpose of a business meeting is to conduct the business of a local church. And I understand that my definition is, man, there's a lot going on there that seems odd. So let's talk about my definition. To conduct the business of a local church, how wrong is my definition of a business meeting?
Well, so I just got a question. What's the business of the church?
Okay, so the business of the church is to have fellowship, to have evangelism, discipleship, training, teaching. Is everything that is not included in a business meeting. The business of a church is not handled in the business meeting.
So probably by business, most people understand that we're talking about administrative business.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so it is the purpose to conduct some administrative business. So let me ask you, at your church right now, how often do y'all have business meeting?
Dude, I am so glad that you asked. I often tell the people of First Baptist Senatobia that we have died and gone to heaven. Here is one reason why April and I feel as if we have died and gone to heaven. I have been their pastor almost 18 months. We have had one 5-minute business meeting. That's it. It is fantastic.
Okay, so automatically that tells us that somebody else has been given the authority to buy toilet paper,
yeah,
to buy cleaning supplies, to pay the bills, yeah, to make sure all of that administrative business takes place. So a business meeting in the sense of Senatobia, would I be correct in saying that large expenditures... Mm-hmm. It would be formulated to think about big plans coming up and to make known maybe what has happened in the last year or 6 months or however it was, that how often those business meetings come up.
Yeah, so basically the only business meeting we've had, and we'll be having another one pretty soon, it will be something very similar, to approve the workers for the upcoming year and to approve the budget for the upcoming year. But yeah, so the First Baptist Senatobia operates under the idea of if it's a budgetarily planned expense, there needs to be no oversight. If it is an unplanned expense above $2,000, then it goes before the deacon body, just so there is some understanding of it. But yeah, so First Baptist Church is staff led, deacon served, and then the committees function very well. And then the church simply approves one time a year what we're doing. We do have monthly business meetings. We have monthly financial meetings. And I believe the monthly financial meetings is the main point of trust where the church gives the authority to the finance team. The finance team has a few, I'm a staff member. It has several deacons on that. And then they have some of our lay people who are financial secretaries are also on that team.
All right. Right before you said you had monthly financial meetings, I think you misspoke and you said that you had monthly business meetings, but
deacons.
Deacons.
Meetings. Yes. Thank you. Monthly deacons meetings. Yes.
All right. So in that case, let me just ask you, this ain't kind of our point. So if a ministry team has a budget of $15,000 and they're not going to have any more expenditures, they could spend that $15,000 without ever coming to the church.
That is correct. It's because the church approved it in setting the budget.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. I like that. All right. But some churches, smaller churches, they're going to have business meetings quarterly.
Yeah.
They're going to have business meetings once a month. Mm-hmm. And some of those business meetings can kind of get down into the weeds of the administrative aspect of the church, right? So they have to approve everything that comes through.
Yeah. You know, Thomas, I've got a funny story about a church approving everything. It's a previous church I served as a pastor. Loved the people of this church. Whenever we first went there, the church really didn't have committees. They didn't. And everything was congregationally approved in the monthly business meeting. And at one time, a person brought up a new item of business. Is there any new business? Yes, yes, yes. We need to purchase a new toilet seat. He had done his research. The toilet seat was going to be some $17 in change, and the church had to make a motion. He put it in the form of a motion, a second, and then all in favor raise right hand to purchase a toilet seat.
Over a toilet seat. Now, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Was it real wood? Was it plastic?
It was the squishy plastic toilet seat. Oh, man.
Well, we probably should cut this out, but those Baptist butts need to be comfortable.
Absolutely, dude. That is hilarious. Oh, man. But yeah, so that's what you get when you have too much congregational oversight. I think the congregation functions best, or the church functions best, when there is congregational trust of its leadership and you don't have to go before the church to purchase a toilet seat.
I agree with that. All right, let's talk about another thing real quick. What about moderator? Who moderates business meetings typically within a Baptist church? I think there's really two choices.
Yeah, I agree. And so I believe the two choices typically are pastor and deacon chairman are the two choices. Were those the two choices you were thinking of?
Well, I was going to say the pastor or a lay person in the church.
Sure.
To say that it could be the deacon chairman or it could be someone else from the church. But yeah, a lot of times in a smaller church, it is going to be the pastor.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Thomas, in the churches you've served as pastor, hang on. How many churches have you served as pastor? This is number four?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm number four also. Okay. In your churches, your church currently and your previous churches, were you always the moderator?
And yes.
Mm-hmm. Every time. Yeah.
Yes.
So this is the first church that I'm not the moderator, and which is fantastic. When we go into a business meeting, that one annual 5-minute business meeting, I don't have to prepare anything. I don't have to wonder about any questions, nothing like that. In previous churches, it can be a little bit different. The first church, or the church that I mentioned about the toilet seat, I moderated every business meeting. The next church, I moderated every business meeting. The third church, moderated every business meeting. But I had learned that the only thing I did was call that meeting to order and then recognize committee chair people who were going to make any recommendation. If it come from the deacon body, it would be the deacon chairman will make a recommendation. If it came from whatever, building and grounds, the building and grounds person will make the recommendation. And I simply moderated. Often, in my opinion, in smaller churches, the pastor is not just the moderator, but the pastor is Mr. Everything. He mentions everything that is being conducted, every business, every item. He voices the motion. He will answer all the questions. And I learned to step away from that and let everybody else talk about everything. If there's a question, I would come back. Whenever the business was presented, I would come back and I would say, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Chairperson has made this motion. Is there a second? Okay, there's a second. Now, Mr. or Mrs. Chairperson, you're going to stay right beside me. Any questions? And then that person would handle all the questions.
Right. I agree. I think that's the way many churches especially work today. I can remember as the pastor and moderator of a smaller church, I basically did everything. But somewhere along the way, you know, it became the chairpersons and things like that who would field those questions. And I didn't have to normally just ask that. All right. Now, the question is how to conduct an orderly business meeting. So what is the normal structure for a business meeting? Now, I know you've only been to one at First Baptist Senatobia. So can you tell? Do you remember that?
I do. It was one of the best nights of my life. The chairman of deacons got behind the pulpit after a Sunday night service and said, okay, we need to go into a meeting. You guys have all the information. I need a motion to approve our upcoming workers. Motion second. Okay, thanks. You guys have the financial stuff. Motion second. Motion second. Okay, thank you. All right, let's go to the house. It was literally that long. I've never seen anything like it. The business meeting wasn't, if my memory serves me correctly, it wasn't motioned into session. It wasn't motioned and seconded out of session. Like, the structure was so much more laid back. I've never seen anything like it. Where typically, dude, Northeast Mississippi, you better know Robert's Rules of Order and you better conduct the business meeting in an extremely formal way. That's what I think.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what this question is getting at. Maybe what is Robert's Rules of Order and how does a pastor begin to bring order into a business meeting? And so typically, I think for a structure, when we're thinking about structure of a business meeting, of course, what I do, and I don't do the motion to go into business session, but I do call it
into order.
Into order. And I say something like, I call to order the business meeting of the Ingomar Baptist Church on July the 31st at 7:02 PM or something like that. You know, so it's in the minutes.
Yeah.
And then we approve the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The minutes of the previous business meeting,
yeah,
that are printed out. Nobody reads those. They mm-hmm. have an opportunity to read over and look at those as they come into the service, yep, and they get a copy of that. And so there's usually a motion, mm-hmm, you know, somewhere a motion, you know, the idea of someone rising to say, I move, or I want us to accept these, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. Usually that language is I move, right?
Yeah.
I move that we accept these minutes as presented. And then someone else gives a second to that, mm-hmm, and ask if there's any questions or any corrections to be made. And then there's some type of vote.
Yep.
Which is usually a simple majority vote, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which is like 51%.
Yep.
As long as 51% of the people vote on it, then it passes.
Yeah.
What do you, in your like Trinity, what did y'all do after the voting of the minutes?
So we then moved into the financial presentation. So there was a financial secretary. His name is Jerry Center. And if Jerry was out, his backup was a lady named Doris Nail. And so either Jerry or Doris would then hit the high points of the financial report. Beginning balance, ending balance, on the rare occasion of like an air conditioner, you know, for $15,000 had to be replaced. Special expenditures would be noted sometimes during their presentation. Very rare. And then I would always say, thank you, Mr. Jerry, or thank you, Miss Doris. And they would then take a seat. They would present from the floor. And thank you, take a seat. Everyone else would present from the pulpit area if you're a chairperson. So they would then take a seat. And I would say, is there a motion that stands approved? Well, hang on, I'm sorry. They would put it in the form of a motion. Is there a second? Second, all in favor, raise a right hand, or any discussion, then all in favor, raise a right hand. So that's what we would always do. So we would go, like you said, approval of previous minutes and then financial report. What do you guys do? Do y'all go into financial report?
We do go into financial report and do it almost exactly like you said, except the person comes to the pulpit to make that presentation. Of course, that comes from the finance committee here. Mm-hmm. So there's no first or second that is actually needed for that because mm-hmm. It comes from that committee. So then we move on to what I do is committee reports.
Mm-hmm.
Like how do people in the church understand or know what is happening within the church? Mm-hmm. So then I ask for like any committee reports. Yeah. And when I first got to Ingomar, they didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that I've encouraged them to do over the last few months that I've been here. So I asked, like, okay, they didn't understand necessarily what I was asking. And I would say, okay, well, Brotherhood, what did y'all do at your last meeting? How many people did you have? And that might tell us about that, but then they would tell about the projects, WMU, yeah, how many people have y'all ministered to? And so it kind of gives this report and you can tell people don't, that first time we did it, people didn't know. You could see it on their faces. They were like, wow, Brotherhood is doing that?
Yeah.
WMU is doing that? Yeah. I didn't realize that they were doing those things. And so after we move from those reports, then it's the time for, we usually do membership requests.
Oh, okay. Y'all do those. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do membership requests. Every person who joins Ingomar Baptist Church is voted on at a business meeting.
Gotcha.
We do not vote on those on Sunday morning. If a person comes down to present themselves, we vote on them actually at a business meeting and we vote on that person individually.
Yeah. And okay. So if you have 15 people join, then you're going to vote on 15 people.
That's right.
Theoretically, you're not going to vote family-wise. If a whole family joins, you're going to break them down individually?
Now, if it's a family, we will take them collectively. If
like
they come,
the major's family has joined.
If all of them have, if not, okay. I mean, we do speak their name. Let's just say it's Thomas, Amanda, and Titus.
Yeah.
Then we say that.
Yeah.
And we have an opportunity to vote on that family in that sense.
Gotcha.
But then if there's any that need to be put out, you know, if there's any that need to be
sent. Oh, you're
going
to church and some folks.
Yeah.
Oh, or just people have left and joined other churches.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah.
We ain't afraid to church no folks, though. I think church discipline is something that's needed. but we do that. And then we go to old business.
Yeah.
Any old business that has not been completed.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we talk about old business and then we go to new business and then it's usually dismissal.
Yeah.
And so usually at Gaston, at Holly, at other places like that, we're talking 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Here at Ingomar, the business meetings do last longer.
Mm-hmm.
They last considerably longer, 30, 45 hour long.
Yeah.
Because they do, when it comes to that new business part, they do present a lot of new motions and a lot of administrative business during that session. And people ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
People ask a lot of questions about why do this instead of this? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that kind of thing?
Sure.
And I think that's the way it's been done in times past, that they would get there and that collection of ideas would then formulate and change the motion that's been presented.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
But that's not the way Robert's Rules of Order work.
Right.
Robert's Rules of Order works that you have a first, a second, and then you have any questions, but then you got to vote.
That's right.
On what has been presented. It doesn't change.
That's right. If you want to do a different motion later, so be it. But you've got to yay or nay on what's been presented.
And then you can't have discussion unless you get a second.
Yeah. That's right.
And so even here, since I've been at Ingomar, we had a person get up to do a motion. Yeah. And then somebody wanted to ask a question. And I said, in the nicest way I could, you know, that's out of order.
Yeah.
That's out of order. We haven't had a second yet.
Yeah.
And I said, there's no reason to have a discussion unless we have a second, because it's going to die right here if nobody seconds it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked, like, does anyone here second it? And of course, somebody did second the motion.
Sure. To then forward
then the basically process. Just to forward the process and to get to that time of question. And then he was able to ask his question.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about this. Of course, I haven't been here. I don't know what the structure was in any of those other things. But I was taught a certain structure to a business meeting.
Yes.
And I try to follow that so that it's done in an orderly way and everybody knows exactly what's being said, what's being communicated, and what they're voting on.
Yes, you were right about that. And let me go ahead and say, someone listening to this podcast may say, oh my goodness, well, First Baptist Church Santa Tevia has no structure or they have no oversight. Much of how Ingomar conducts their business meetings is how First Baptist Church conducts their deacons meetings. So deacons are on every ministry team, basically. They're on every, and then during the deacons meeting, there is a point where ministry teams report on previous ministry functions. Questions can be asked, reports can be made, overviews may be given. And so what we do is in that 20-person active deacon body, we do a lot of what you just described that goes on church-wide right here at Ingomar. There is a certain structure. Years ago, I remember I had to really, 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 really study Robert's Rules of Order to make sure the business meetings were being conducted fairly. And I learned that a person can only speak, is it once upon a motion. If a motion is made in second, someone rises to speak. Maybe they can speak a second time, but I think it's only once that they can speak. Maybe it's twice. I don't remember exactly now. And you can only speak for something like 3 minutes.
Yes,
you only
allow
3 minutes to speak. And it seems like if the person speaks, and then if they sit and someone asks a question, maybe two, or in maybe that person can answer a question, but they can't just rise again and then for the sake of speaking, start speaking again about it. No, their time has passed.
Exactly. And that keeps things moving.
Yeah.
Because if you have many times a person coming back to the stage or to the microphone or grabbing the people's attention, it gives them really a unfair advantage in swaying the decision, whatever decision is going to be made. And so that one person, for every motion, that one person gets one opportunity to speak for 3 minutes. But then a person can rise to speak and then give the other person their time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So they can. Let's just say that David Haynes rose. I'd like to speak against it.
Yeah.
But instead of using my time, I'm going to give that to
Thomas Majors. You know, I find something interesting. When you were speaking on behalf of me, you used your most country accent that you could gather. Did you notice that?
I did not, but I do that all the time. It doesn't matter who I'm talking about. If I'm using somebody else's voice in my head, it is always the most country accent I can use. Because we country.
We country, absolutely.
Right. So how can a person change a business meeting? If they find that their business meetings are not orderly and not being done in a proper way, proper time, how can they begin to change that?
I believe you can go back to Robert's Rules of Order. You can use the guidebook to help you formulate the structure that should be in a deacon's meeting or a business meeting. I believe then you go to your leaders. I think you then go to your deacons and say, hey guys, you know, I know we've been conducting business here at this church for a long time in a way that is not approved by Robert's Rules of Order, whatever. And with your help, I think we can move our business meetings to a better state. And I think the Lord would bless this with us being unified and not divisive. And I think God will bless this. And I believe it can be done. Whenever I was at Trinity Baptist Church, we went from monthly business meetings to quarterly business meetings. And basically the reason is because on a monthly basis, we rarely had anything to bring up. Once a quarter we would. And so it came from within the leadership of the deacon body. One of the older deacons, I actually think he was chairman of the deacons, a guy named Bob Gordon said, hey, I'd like to move from monthly to quarterly. And then we had to talk about, well, what would that mean? If the church only meets once a quarter and we have an air conditioner that goes out, what will we do? And so what we decided to do was any large expenditure that typically would be presented to the church body before the purchase, we would ask them to retroactively approve it. This air conditioning unit has already been purchased for $15,000. And if you will, we had to make the decision. We had to move back then so that we could have church in an air-conditioned building. So we ask you, even though it's been 6 weeks or longer, please approve that expenditure. And then it would be approved retroactively. So that's what we do.
I think for many churches, if they find themselves in a place where it needs to be changed, then of course, speak to the leadership, begin to speak to the church about it, but then work slowly. Work slowly and patiently to do so. You don't want to kind of throw a monkey in the wrench.
Monkey wrench in the mechanism?
Yeah.
We ain't going to be throwing no monkeys or no wrenches around here, that's for sure.
Well, you definitely don't want to do that in a business meeting either. Right. It would be out of order.
Where'd that chimpanzee go?
Show me that Robert's Rules of Order. But you do want to do it slowly in a way that people can begin to learn. And most people, they do want to follow the rules. They want to follow what is in order. And so it gives everyone a chance to speak, gives everyone a chance to listen and to hear and to know what is happening in the business meeting or with the church.
Yeah. Thomas, man, I completely agree with you. This has been such a good topic. We appreciate the person who mentioned this topic to us. And if you have another topic that you would like for us to discuss, please let us know. And join us again next time on the Ministry Marks podcast.